There, now I can see you, and you can probably see me now. Thank you, Mr. Delamater, and a warm welcome to everyone here, both on Zoom as well as here in person. I hope you're having a blessed day. It was exciting news. I still remember those words today. What were those words? We're going to Disneyland. To a child, those are amazing words. We were just children, me and my younger brother. I was 11, he was 5. But to a child, those were incredible words to hear. And we both believed our parents. They didn't have the tickets. We weren't even near Anaheim. We were in Burbank at the time when they surprised us. There was no reason to doubt them. We hadn't yet gone through the metaphorical spin cycle of life where others would disappoint us or lie to us. I didn't ask Dad to show me the tickets as proof that his word was good. I simply believed. So did my brother. And we jumped up and down and cheered at the news. When Dad bought the tickets, we still weren't inside the park just yet. But looking back on it now, seeing those tickets was like looking at a promise. The Apostle Paul said that when he was a child, he thought as a child. As a child, I knew I would be allowed entrance just by having that ticket. Or should I say, that token, that earnest, or guarantee. Join me, if you will, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 12. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, we'll be cutting into the middle of a thought. And so, Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, that we, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted. After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. The Holy Spirit of promise. What are we guaranteed? What are we promised? You don't have to turn there, but in 1 John chapter 2, verse 25, the Apostle John writes, and this is the promise which he has promised us, eternal life. That is exciting news! We haven't received immortality yet, but what we have been given is that spiritual ticket, the Holy Spirit, and with it, God's promise. I'd like to present three observations in regards to us having that spiritual ticket, that is, God's Holy Spirit. Observation number one, appreciate receiving it. Appreciate receiving it. The Holy Spirit is a free gift given to us by God and comes with so many privileges. In my analogy, me and my brother didn't earn the trip to Disneyland. It was our parents' gift to us. Dad and Mom paid for the tickets with their hard-earned money. The privilege of attending was because of them and their generosity. God has given us his Holy Spirit. Christ paid the penalty of our sins so that we could receive it, along with the spiritual privileges that come with having it. For example, having it gives us understanding. In addition, we are God's begotten children because of it. And because we have the Holy Spirit, we have his promise of one day having eternal life as born children with the hope of no longer being bound by this temporary physiochemical existence with all its challenges. Observation number two. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. My dad had the ability to consider potential problems before they happened, and then took the necessary steps to minimize it from happening. For example, on a different visit to the park, he knew that any one of us could accidentally lose our day pass. We needed to enter the park and show it each time we wanted to get on a particular ride or attraction. His solution? As soon as we entered the park, we stopped by the nearest souvenir shop. He bought all of us, himself included, a character pin of our choice in order to attach the pass to our shirt. The ticket could be easily seen, and there was no risk of it falling out of our pocket. The goal was to not lose the ticket. Decades later, while visiting the park with a group of friends, I forgot my dad's solution. But I wasn't the one who lost my ticket. One of the other members of our group lost their ticket. When they reached into their pocket, they found that it was gone. At some point, it simply fell out. The pass allowed them to travel to either one of the two parks, Disneyland and California Adventure. Now, without it, they had to stay where they were inside Disneyland. Meanwhile, the rest of us still had our tickets. I felt bad that I hadn't suggested my dad's solution earlier. I don't know if they would have even considered it, but who knows if it would have prevented its loss. Once again, the goal was to not lose the ticket. Now, with cell phones, park guests don't have to worry about that anymore, unless they lose their phones. We don't even want to think about that. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, you don't have to turn there, Paul writes, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit which dwells in you." If? What do you mean, if? I find the word if is one of the biggest little words you can use in a sentence. It can imply that something is conditional. If this, then that. If you finish your meal, then you can have dessert. Again, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, how could one not have the Holy Spirit? Consider these different scenarios. One, for example, are those who never had God's Spirit. Simon Magus was not allowed to have God's Spirit. He was only baptized. Hands were never laid upon him as with others. Also, Adam and Eve are another example of never having God's Spirit. A second scenario, the Holy Spirit was taken away. King David had the Holy Spirit. He was an amazing man who truly desired God's way. Yet, he was a man who made many mistakes. At times, he sinned big. However, God also forgave King David when he repented. Yet, David made a serious request of God. In the Psalms, he asks God, "Do not take your Spirit from me." That is one of the ways in which one can lose the Holy Spirit. Remember what happened to King Saul after young David was anointed by Samuel. God's Spirit left Saul. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, "God gives his Spirit to them that obey him." Saul's poor behavior showed his unwillingness to obey God's commands and his laws. And it cost him dearly. I'm reminded of a story about a couple who were permanently expelled from Disney's Club 33. For those who may be unfamiliar with Club 33, it's a premier restaurant within Disneyland that requires special permission to enter. Waiting to become members of this club can take years. The following story is from an online Los Angeles Times article dated September 4th, 2024 by Christopher Gofford. His article is titled, "Disney-obsessed couple loses lawsuit to get back into exclusive Club 33." Gofford describes an Arizona couple who lost their membership to the exclusive Club 33 restaurant. Their alleged poor behavior on the part of both of them violated Disney's park rules and caused their club membership to be revoked. They demanded the decision be reversed or be given a refund of well over $200,000. Their request was denied. They spent an additional $400,000 to take the matter to court, only to lose the case. The article ends with the husband saying, "We will fight this to the death," and the wife saying, "I'll sell a kidney. I don't care." The conclusion of the matter is that their privileges were revoked. King Saul's privileges with God were removed when God took away his spirit from him. In the last scenario, the Holy Spirit can be lost by letting it slip away. Demas was one who left Paul and the work Paul was doing. It seemed like one moment he was there with him, and the next moment, Paul is writing how Demas has left him for the intrigues and enticement this civilization seemed to offer him. While there is no definite record of Demas receiving the Holy Spirit, Scripture does say that the carnal mind is enmity, or hostile, against God. Demas, for a time, showed a willingness, not hostility in participating with Paul in his adventures, but with time, he did not hold on to his spiritual ticket. We have a personal enemy, an adversary, who is on a daily basis trying to get us to lose our ticket, or worse, to give it up. Unlike Adam and Eve, we must choose metaphorically the tree of life every day. Our adversary desires otherwise. We have to make sure that every day we hold on to that guarantee, that spiritual ticket, God's Holy Spirit. Observation number three, rejoice in having it. Rejoice in having it. As I mentioned earlier, me and my brother as children were very excited to hear that our parents were taking us someplace that was considered a joyful and happy place. We looked forward to the promised event, even before it actually happened. Like Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. It was appropriate for us as children to be excited at the news. All of our childlike worries and cares were set aside for the moment. But now, as an adult, we have something even greater to be very excited about spiritually. We have a better place to look forward to be excited about. This is also an anniversary. This is when Christ's bride first appeared. I'm not doing the math, but she first appeared well over 1,900 years ago, but she doesn't look a day over 500. It was an incredible time, with God incorporating incredible audiovisual effects, the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and his version of pyrotechnics with the Holy Spirit appearing as tongues of fire. What an incredible inaugural appearance of the New Covenant Church of God, the spiritual bride of Christ. Each person that day was given their spiritual ticket by God, and with it, his promise. In this time, we have been given the same spirit and the same promise. What a wonderful event to celebrate. To conclude, we have that token, that guarantee, that spiritual ticket, and with it, that promise that comes with it. What a marvelous future. Eternal life as born children of God, and with it, incredible responsibilities, all while having the very character of God. Who can't be excited about that?